Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that's happening in kitchens all around the world. Parents are watching their little ones push away spoons and forks, choosing their hands instead, and wondering, is something wrong? Should I be worried? And I want to tell you something right away. You are not alone in this, and no, nothing is wrong. In fact, what you're seeing is something absolutely beautiful. It's your child's development unfolding exactly as it should. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about why your toddler prefers their hands over utensils, what's really happening in that amazing little brain, and how we can support this journey with patience and love. First, let me share what the magic book taught me about this. When your little one reaches for food with their hands instead of that spoon you're offering, they're not being difficult. They're not refusing to learn. They're actually doing something incredibly smart. They're using the tools they know work. Their hands. Think about it this way. Your child has been using their hands to explore the world since they were tiny. Hands are familiar. Hands are reliable. Hands let them feel the temperature, the texture, the weight of their food. And all of that sensory information, it's teaching their brain so much about the world. Now, here's something wonderful that research has shown us. Most children don't truly master using a spoon or fork until they're around 18 months to 2 years old. Some take even longer, and that's perfectly normal. Between ages 2 and 3, children are still developing those fine motor skills. Their little fingers are learning to grip, to coordinate, to control movements that seem simple to us but are actually quite complex. Doctor Mary Gavin from Nemers Kids Health explains this beautifully. She says that letting kids feed themselves gives them the control that they should have at this age. They need to decide whether to eat, what they will eat, and how much to eat. That's how they learn to recognize the internal cues that tell them when they're hungry and when they're full. Isn't that amazing? When we let our children choose their own way of eating, even if it's messy, even if it's with their hands, we're actually teaching them something profound. We're teaching them to trust their own bodies. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but Inara, mealtimes are so messy. Food ends up everywhere. And yes, my friend, they absolutely are. The Raising Children Network tells us that learning to eat involves touching, squeezing, even throwing and dropping food. It's all part of the process. It's all part of learning. And here's the thing. That mess, it's not chaos, it's exploration, it's learning. Every time your child squishes a banana between their fingers, they're learning about texture. Every time they pick up a piece of food and bring it to their mouth, they're practicing hand-eye coordination. Every single messy moment is building the skills they'll need, not just for using utensils, but for writing, for drawing, for so many things. So what can we do to support our little ones on this journey? How can we encourage utensil use without creating pressure or power struggles? The magic book whispers this wisdom. First, be patient. Remember that this is a phase, a temporary stop on your child's developmental journey. They will learn to use utensils. There's no rush. Second, make it playful. Give your child their own spoon or fork to hold while you feed them with another one. Let them practice loading food onto the spoon, even if most of it falls off. Let them see that utensils can be fun tools, not frustrating obstacles. Third, and this is so important, eat together as a family. Children learn by watching. When they see you using your fork and spoon, when they see siblings or other family members eating, they're learning. They're thinking, oh, that's how it works. They're building the mental map they'll need when their little hands are ready to try. Fourth, offer foods that are easier to manage with utensils. Thick yogurt, mashed potatoes, oatmeal. These stick to spoons better than slippery foods. Success builds confidence, and confidence builds motivation. And fifth, celebrate every tiny step. Did your child hold the spoon for 3 seconds? Wonderful. Did they get one bite to their mouth even if the next 5 missed? Amazing. Every attempt is practice, and practice is how we learn. Now, here's something else the magic book taught me. This journey your child is on, learning to use utensils, learning to feed themselves, it's not just about the mechanics. It's about independence. It's about autonomy. It's about your child discovering that they can do things on their own. And that discovery, it's one of the most important discoveries of early childhood. When children learn that they have power over their own bodies, their own choices, their own actions, they're building self-confidence that will serve them for their entire lives. So when you see your toddler reaching for food with their hands, try to see it through this lens. They're not rejecting your help. They're not being stubborn. They're saying, I can do this myself. And that's something to celebrate. Now I want to tell you about a story that might help. In the Book of Inara, we have a beautiful tale called The Kangaroo Who Learned to Hop. It's about young kangaroo who's learning to hop, and it's hard at first. Really hard. But with practice, with patience, and with support from wise friend Wallaby, young kangaroo discovers that new skills take time to develop. This story is perfect for this moment in your child's life. Because just like young kangaroo learning to hop, your child is learning to use utensils. And the message is the same. It's okay to struggle. It's okay to need practice. It's okay to take your time. Every try is a step forward, even when it doesn't feel like it. After you read this story together, you can remind your child, remember how young kangaroo learned to hop. You're learning to use your spoon just like that. Every time you try, you're practicing, and practice helps us learn. The magic book also reminds us of something else. This phase, this hands before forks phase, it won't last forever. I know it might feel endless when you're wiping food off the walls for the third time today. But one day, sooner than you think, your child will pick up that fork like it's the most natural thing in the world. And you might even feel a tiny bit sad that this messy, wonderful, exploratory phase is over. So here's my invitation to you, my wonderful friend. Take a deep breath. Release the pressure. Release the timeline. Release the comparison to other children who might be using utensils already. Your child is on their own unique journey, and they're exactly where they need to be. Trust the process. Trust your child. Trust that their little brain and body know what they're doing, even when it looks like chaos to us. And remember, you're not just teaching your child to use a spoon. You're teaching them that learning takes time. You're teaching them that it's safe to try new things. You're teaching them that you'll be patient with them while they figure it out. And those lessons, those are worth so much more than a tidy mealtime. The Magic Book and I are here with you every step of this journey, every messy, beautiful, frustrating, wonderful step. You're doing beautifully, my friend. Your patience, your love, your willingness to let your child learn at their own pace, that's exactly what they need. So keep offering that spoon. Keep eating together as a family. Keep celebrating the tiny victories. And keep trusting that your child is learning, growing, and developing exactly as they should. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.